A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's time to talk good food and wine and lots of great views and a great experience. Lavo's new offerings at the Sunday Funday Champagne Brunch at Marina Bay Sands. And for that, I've got Jared Bowles here with me, the partner at the Tao Group. He's a proud New Yorker who's been in Singapore for a year or so. Welcome to Money FM.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Jared, just tell me a bit about what your role is. You're a partner at the Tao Group, as we mentioned. You've been working all around the world. Tell me how you came to Singapore.
Well, I'm based out of New York primarily, but I was entrusted with the task of opening up Lavo amongst other venues here in Singapore. And I've been lucky enough to kind of plant some roots out here and help build this brand up here in Singapore at Marina Bay Sands.
Yeah, and what an iconic location it is there on the roof, Lavo. I was there a couple of weeks ago with my wife enjoying your executive lunch, but I want to focus on the Sunday Funday Champagne Brunch. Every Sunday from 12 noon till 3 p.m., it's $158 plus. Why is it better than any other offering that's out there?
Well, there's a few things that we offer. There's free flow Veuve Clicquot, which is really a premier champagne. We also have a live DJ that performs every day. And it's really kind of a fun, inspired brunch where, you know, a bachelorette party can feel inspired by the song that they're listening to and get up and dance in the middle of the dining room.
Nice, nice. And I know that you've got some really nice seafood. I mean, can you tell us about what kind of seafood's on offer and some of the wonderful food?
Yeah, of course. There's unlimited oysters. There's fresh crab. There's fresh lobster. We've also got a live-action pasta station where they make cacio e pepe in a Parmesan wheel. It's fantastic.
And I know you have griddled foie gras and some really good desserts. A lot of people are attracted by desserts, of course, for the weekends.
Our pastry chef, Jonathan Alert, is very, very accomplished. He's, you know, makes a ton of French petit fours and little chocolate goodies that, you know, honestly, the line for that buffet stand is longer than any of the others.
And Veuve Clicquot champagne, it's hard to go past that if you're a champagne lover, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I challenge you to drink as much as you can with free flow. It can get a bit wild, for sure.
So what kind of crowd are you catering for, do you think? You know, who are you attracting? Is it tourists? Is it, you know, families in Singapore, a mixture of all?
You know, being in Marina Bay Sands, one of the greatest locations in Singapore, we obviously have our fan base of tourists, but we really want to cater to the locals. We'd love to get some local fare in and hopefully, you know, show them what we can do and really show them a good time.
Speaking to Jared Bowles, partner at the Tao Group, we'll find out more about the offerings at Lavo shortly, but let's go back to, you know, explaining what Lavo is as a brand and your role with the group. You know, you mentioned off air, you've been in Las Vegas, you know, you're from New York. So tell us about Tao.
Well, it's a brand based out of New York, although we've had a presence in Las Vegas for many, many years, over a decade. We also opened up some properties in Los Angeles recently, and then most recently in Chicago. Our venture out here in Singapore really began several years ago with talks with Marina Bay Sands. And honestly, the opportunity to open in one of the most iconic buildings in the world was an opportunity we just couldn't pass on.
And the brand Lavo, you know, when did it open in the U.S.? What does it represent?
Lavo Las Vegas opened in 2008 and was such a smashing success. We opened up shortly thereafter in 2010 in New York. It's Italian-American fare, but we do have various offerings that are unique to the brand, like a Sunday Funday Champagne Brunch.
Yeah, and you have two outlets in the U.S., in Vegas and New York. How similar are they in concept? What makes them different, and how different is the one in Singapore?
You know, the one in Las Vegas is a bit more of a party atmosphere than the other two. New York is probably a little bit more business crowd. And the one here in Singapore, we're trying to, again, target locals where we can kind of become that, you know, for every occasion place. We'd love for people to come out and enjoy dinner for just a date night out or a party atmosphere where they can come out with friends.
And Lavo Singapore opened in January 2018. Can you tell us about the process of opening it and the concept that you had in mind at the beginning?
You know, it's still a learning curve for us. There are various things that we need to adapt to, you know, being in a completely unique market from New York or Las Vegas presents some challenges, portion sizes, for example.
Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Italian Americans tend to eat a lot and they have giant bowls of pasta in the middle of the table. So we've had to adjust our expectations a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's all for the best. We're just trying to offer the best product that are going to please our crowds.
Mm. And what would you say a must-try dish is from Lavo Singapore? You mentioned, obviously, the Sunday Funday Champagne Brunch, but what about a must-try dish that you can get anytime?
You know, there's a couple. There's our famous giant meatball, which weighs in at a pound. We've also got a 20-layer peanut butter and chocolate cake. But, you know, my personal favorite, I just had it last night, actually, is the chicken agnolotti, which is a traditional Italian chicken dumpling served with a brown butter and sage sauce that is just to die for.
Mm. And how's the response been from the locals, from Singaporeans, who may not be as familiar as you are being a New Yorker with this kind of cuisine?
I think we definitely have some dedicated clientele who come time and time again just to really try the various things that we have on the menu. Our menu is fairly large, so you can come several times and have a unique experience each time. You know, the response has been good, and, you know, we're adapting as quickly as we can.
Speaking to Jared Bowles, the partner at the Tao Group, who's from New York but has been in Singapore for a while, making sure this iconic location at Marina Bay Sands and the outlet is doing well. You've had some international celebrities dining at Lavo. Who are some of the biggest stars to have visited the restaurant?
Yeah, we've been fairly lucky. I mean, other than Jamie Foxx, who hosted our opening party, we recently had The Weeknd came through, Mariah Carey came through, Celine Dion came through.
Wow. Did you get to meet them?
I met three of them.
Right.
I didn't get to meet Celine Dion, and I was most upset about that, to be honest. She's probably the most iconic of all.
She's your favorite.
Names.
So who else you mentioned? You mentioned Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey and The Weeknd and Jamie Foxx. And honestly, we've had a long-term relationship with all of them in New York as well as Las Vegas.
Wow. Yeah. And why do you think they like Lavo so much?
You know, I'm not sure. I think we offer an environment that's really... It's warm and welcoming, and, you know, the comfort of the food is just really apparent, and I think that people just like that feeling, and we're able to provide a little bit of home for them in our restaurants.
And at Marina Bay Sands, you've got the view as well. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, are you sometimes concerned people are distracted from the food by looking out the window, or you don't care?
No, I'm not. I don't concern myself with that. I mean, I think it's probably definitely one of the best views in all of Singapore, if not the world. And again, being, you know, a part of such an amazing brand like Marina Bay Sands is such an honor to have people come up just to see the view.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even sit and get food. Is honestly, it's an honor for us.
Right. And some of the things that you've got to offer, you know, apart from the Sunday Funday Champagne Brunch, I like the executive lunch that you offer. I'm a bit of a lunch person. I'd love to get out and enjoy lunch.
Yeah, you know, one of the challenging things about lunchtime is you only have an hour, right? So we're able to offer a three-course meal for $35 in under an hour, get you in and out and really, you know, have a quality meal. So, yeah, I think that that's really a great opportunity to kind of get out of the office and just unwind in the middle of the day.
And what sort of menu items tend to be on that executive lunch? I mean, what are some of the things that people can expect to get?
You know, one of my favorite things, and I honestly, I eat it probably every day, is a green bean salad with smoked salmon.
Mm.
It's really nice.
I think I tried that, actually.
With shaved almonds. Yeah. It's very healthy and refreshing and delicious.
Mm. Okay, what else you've got going on? You've got the aperitivo hour.
After Sunday Funday brunch, you know, we have aperitivo, which is basically our idea of a sundowner's happy hour, which is a really great deal where we have some of our iconic drinks, like we have Froze, we have a Lavo Mule, which is our take on the classic Moscow Mule, as well as a Dragon Spritz, which is our take on an Aperol Spritz.
Ah, right. So you've interpreted some of these famous drinks and given your own twist on it.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need to completely rewrite the classics.
And Ladies' Night every Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Ladies' Night is great. We actually just launched it. We have free flow Prosecco for $30 every Wednesday from 6 to 9 for the ladies only, unfortunately.
Ah, okay. Gentlemen. So this is something that you just launched. How are you doing the midweek kind of period? Is it busy enough for you?
Yeah, I think that we're having great success. You know, honestly, being in the hotel, we do get a good amount of corporate clients, but we have a large restaurant and, you know, we have DJ every night. So it's kind of fun. You know, I think, again, we offer a unique experience for even just the middle of the week.
And you've launched something called Bourbon Fries Day. Can you tell me about that? Like, yeah, it's intriguing.
We also just launched that as well. You know, we have we serve complimentary seaweed fries with every glass of bourbon that you drink on Fridays from 5 to midnight.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you like fries or bourbon, it's kind of a must.
Tell me about the seaweed fries. I know that people in Asia love seaweed, right?
Yeah, you know, fries are often dusted in salt, right? And
yeah.
Seaweed is kind of a natural salty element, and it just offers a unique take on a classic dish. So, yeah, I find them to be rather addictive.
With Jared Bowles, partner at the Tower Group, working with Lavo Singapore at Marina Bay Sands. A bit more about your background. You know, you're a New Yorker. You know, you've grown up there and launched restaurants in the U.S. How much do you think that's part of your take on F&B when it comes to being involved in restaurants?
It's honestly, it's everything for me. I mean, I've been working in restaurants since I was 12 years old, all based in New York.
12 years old? What were you doing
a
then?
A little bit too young. I probably shouldn't
sounds
admit
like child
that.
Labor to me.
Yeah, I was a busboy. It was a small little burger and fish fry joint, and it really taught me about hospitality at a very young age. And in New York, that's a very important thing to New Yorkers, right? There's about 10,000 restaurants and bars in New York City alone and over a million hospitality professionals.
Yeah.
So it's something that means a lot to me, and I'm excited to be able to travel across the world and, you know, share what I've learned and experience the hospitality Singapore has to offer.
And when you were a kid growing up, what was your favorite dish that, you know, maybe your mother or grandmother made for you? Anything that stood out? Spaghetti bolognese, maybe?
It's funny you asked that. Yesterday, I asked my mom for her pot roast recipe.
Oh, really?
Pot roast and egg noodles, yeah.
Right. Some people may not know what pot roast is. Maybe you can explain it, some Singaporeans. I think in Australia, where I'm from, we call it something different.
Well, it's a roast of beef that you cook for about 12 hours. You can cook it for about 4 hours,
okay.
But it's better if you cook it for 12 hours.
Right.
You start the night before for a Sunday afternoon dinner. But yeah, I wanted to treat my girlfriend to a home-cooked meal, so I think that's what I'm going to cook. It's the easiest thing to do.
So what's ahead for Lavo Singapore?
Well, you know, we just opened Marquee in the Shops at Marina Bay Sands, and that's kind of a great launch pad for us to cross-promote both Lavo and Marquee. You know, we really want to encourage people to have kind of a pre-game dinner at Lavo, either Friday or Saturday nights.
Yep.
We are working on some promotions that, you know, if you do have dinner at Lavo, you potentially get something at Marquee. Maybe it's expedited entry or something like that. We'll figure that out. But, you know, the idea that all of our DJs, like last weekend we had Steve Aoki, who dined at Lavo prior, Above and Beyond, dined at Lavo prior to their set at Marquee. So it's very exciting. Tonight we have Showtech, so that's going to promise us to be a big one.
Wow.
Very excited about that.
So how do we find out more about Lavo?
You can always go to the Marina Bay Sands website and also just look on our social media. Lavo Singapore is, you know, we're constantly promoting new food offerings as well as drinks. And, you know, we've got quite an active social following, so we appreciate your following.
And maybe try out the Sunday Fun Day Champagne Brunch every Sunday from 12 until 3 p.m. 158++ is seems like decent value for the quality.
I think so. You know, we really try to make it competitive, but also really value-oriented, right? The idea of serving free-flow Veuve Clicquot as well as having, you know, an unlimited seafood raw bar, I think is pretty good. And I think that's a pretty fair price.
Okay. Well, thank you so much to Jared Bowles, partner at the Tower Group, a New Yorker here in Singapore at Marina Bay Sands at Lavo Singapore. It's been a pleasure having you on my show.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.